On the Dave Letterman Show of March 30, 2007, former President Bill Clinton explains his ideas for a new energy system.
Let me see if I can stump you with this one. If we didn't use and need and require so much foreign oil, would that ease the problem of terrorism for us? You want to talk to Paul about this one?
No. The short answer to that... The short answer to that is no, but it would uncomplicate our decision making. And one of the things that I feel very strongly about is that this problem of global warming is real. We have to do more about it. And there is nothing more dangerous in the world than a big idea that's not true that people can't let go of. Mm-hmm. And there's a big idea that people can't let go of that's not true anymore, which is that you cannot get rich, stay rich, or grow richer without burning more coal and oil and putting more greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. When we had a primarily industrial economy, that was true. It is not true anymore. And America needs to do much more to develop energy conservation, alternative energy technologies, and we'd actually create jobs, have more wealth, and save the planet. And we'd make ourselves more independent of foreign oil. There is right now today a $1 trillion untapped market for existing alternative energy and energy conservation technologies. Never mind these cars that are about to be developed that'll get 100 miles to the gallon and run on electricity and be efficient and all these other things that are going to be done. It's just crazy. And we're in the grip of this. And if we don't set a better example, within 30 years, the Chinese and the Indians will both be putting more greenhouse gases in the atmosphere than we are, and we'll be suffering from what they do instead of the other way around.
But I've talked about this before to almost everybody who will listen to me, and that's a pretty short list. But why? I mean, we're talking about this in 2002. Doesn't that just seem preposterous to you? Why weren't we talking about this in 82? Why weren't we talking about this in 72? And I know we were. But why hasn't something happened? You know, when John Kennedy said, let's put a man on the moon, by God, we ended up putting a guy on the moon.
Why can't we do something like that? Because the old energy economy is highly centralized. It's centralized in oil companies and utility companies and coal companies with a lot of good people who work for them and a lot of money and a lot of political influence. The new energy economy with energy conservation, solar power, wind power, and other things, is highly decentralized. Mm-hmm. It is very difficult to get from here to there unless the government puts a huge amount of money in it or somebody else decides to do it. I gave a speech in Saudi Arabia in January to 400 business people from the Gulf, and I said, all of you are going to think I'm nuts. Maybe they did already. But I said, if I were you, I would stop trying to make Saudi Arabia the oil capital of the world and make it the energy capital of the world. You should take your cash right now and go out and buy half the solar capacity in the whole world, and you should start at the equator, all the way around the equator, and go north and south until you put solar power everywhere the weather will tolerate it. You will save the planet, get richer, and you already got your oil wells drilled. It'll be cheap.
Right.
You can still get your oil out and sell it.
This doesn't sound like a bad idea to me, and I understand the economy and capitalism and jobs and stock prices and profits and on and on and on and on. But as you say, why couldn't somebody, the Dave Letterman Oil Company, why couldn't we start...
I'll invest in that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll invest in that.
Well, why couldn't we start diversing and exploring and developing, and we would still make enormous sums of money without killing the planet?
We should do it. You know, John Bryson ran a very progressive electric utility out in California, and they began to finance energy conservation. We built with the Energy Department and HUD and the National Home Builders Association, which is a conservative group, we built a housing development out in the Inland Empire out east of L.A., for lower-income working people, and we promised them if they moved in these houses, they'd save 40% on their electric bill with efficient lighting, good insulation, and solar panels on the roof, which now look like little shingles. After 2 years, they were saving an average of 65%. It's out there, but it's not organized. Yeah. And so we've got to put some money behind it and build competing entrepreneurial organizations. I'm telling you, there's more money in this. It's better for the economy. It's good for the planet, and as you pointed out, it'd be very good politics for us.
Yeah. And so now you're telling me, I want to understand this, people like Standard Oil, they would pursue this, they won't pursue this?
Well, they won't because, look, it's the nature of it is to be decentralized.
I understand.
They got a centralized recovery and delivery network
right.
and guaranteed earnings. And so it's a lot of trouble. But if we, if the government, all the government would have to do is to provide adequate tax credits to people to do
right.
this
okay.
And fund the research and development, which is what we've done every time we've moved into a new era, whether it was in the space program or new defense technologies or, you know, you name it, or what we do now in biomedical research where we sequenced the human genome in 2000, for example. Everybody supports this kind of investment in research and development in other areas. We have to do this in energy and energy conservation. It's important politically, but the environmental issues could hardly be greater.